Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's 800-218-4958.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Amik Hazar. Amik is the founder and CEO of Multifunding, multifunding.com. He puts himself between you and the funding. He doesn't loan you any money, but he finds you the people who can do it, and he does it well. So if you're looking for to capitalize your business, to grow this, to fund this growth we've been talking about, the way we've been talking about it, Amik is the guy. And you'll like the way he works. Amik, thanks again for being here, and thanks for all the good things that you do for so many small businesses.
Oh, good to be with you, Jim.
So we're talking about growing your business, how to know when you're ready, what growth requires, how to fund it, and you had a story you were going to tell us.
Yeah, so I call it kind of like a financing tipping point. So years ago, Jim, sometimes early on you think you need more money than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hit a tipping point, and you actually probably need more money than you think you do at that point. So, I met a woman.
I feel like I live on the tipping point.
I met a woman once who was trying to start, of all things, a horse shampoo business, and some jerk had taken
What kind of business?
Horse shampoo.
Horse shampoo. Okay.
Yeah. And some jerk had taken her only $40,000 and written the most beautiful, exquisite business plan for her.
Oh, no.
To raise $5 million for this business. And she wanted to build a plan and get equipment, hire a management team.
Mm-mm-mm.
But guess what, Jim? She didn't even have a customer yet.
No. Crazy.
She was stuck in this process of borrowing more money than she needed. She needed to get a co-packing plant and get a customer. And I believe that she eventually got sunk in the process of raising the money.
Oh, yeah.
But then if you get through those years and you suffer through them and they're not easy and you're getting into rhythm. I met another gentleman a few months ago who had an engineering company, and he said if he doubled his staff, he could double his business. And he had $5 million of accounts receivable, and he was very profitable. He could have walked to any bank in town and gotten a line of credit for $4 to $5 billion without blinking an eyelid.
Mm-hmm.
That could have helped him to build up his staff and get going.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running his business on a $100,000 line of credit because he was risk averse,
right,
and he didn't want to do that stuff anymore. So and that's kind of like what I call the tipping point. So sometimes you get through those first few years, you struggle through them, I hope you do, and then things stabilize. But if you want to keep pushing forward, you got to be willing to take the risk because the business is going to need the money, and you have to be willing to lever up. Or you can just as well decide, I'm happy with what I built. I've taken enough risk. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing about that is, for most people, inertia, being static is the way to get run over. You kind of have to always be moving to something, towards something. And you know, 50 years ago, you could do that. You could say, okay, this is as big as I want my downtown hardware store to get, and you know, I'm going to pass it on to my son or my daughter. You could do that. In the 21st century, you can't do that. You got to be moving. You got to be adjusting, innovating, and that tipping point is really pointing you to the next thing, not to becoming static.
That's correct. So there is, if you just get complacent, you also risk losing some of that edge and that zest that keeps the business growing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another risk that you face. But these are very personal decisions. These aren't decisions that people there are right or wrong answers for. These aren't decisions that there's a textbook for that says do this or do that. But it's important to understand them. So sometimes I see people who the tortoise or the hare, they can't decide what they want to be.
Well, and the key as we wrap this up, I mean, is to try to be successful while you're also being happy, right? Isn't that the sweet spot, isn't it?
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Finding happiness, that's the key. Hey, Amit, good job today. Give us the website again one more time.
www.multifunding.com.
All right. Amit Kazar, ladies and gentlemen. Amit, come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Good job today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.